The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, good morning. Welcome along to the Irish Racing Preview. It's Dave Kellner in the studio with Irish Racing expert Andy Holding on the line as we get set to look ahead to the card at Clonmel. It's a twilight card. It starts at 4:25 and in total we have the seven races to get stuck into. Andy, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Gowan yesterday, a bit of a mixed bag, Andy, with Ruler of France and Grecian Tiger both doing the business, but Phil Naban, slightly disappointing?
Yeah, I think, she's just a bit of a, as I said before in the preview, she's a bit of a madam. She has to be ponied down to the start. She wears the hood, obviously that's on for a reason. And she was very keen in the early stages. She just—I just think she's got a shed load of talent, but it's just getting all to use it in the right direction at the moment. I don't think her really minds on the job, and her finishing effort was quite tame because of that. She failed to settle, like I said early in the race, and you know that's one way ticket to running a poor race. Mm. So I wouldn't totally give up on her, and I still think she'll prove that I'm right. In the long term, but short term, she's just looking a bit frail.
Yeah, she probably needs a bit more time, Andy, maybe. I'm not sure. We start this Clonmel card. This is a mixed card, first of all, at Clonmel. We start it off with a claimer over a mile and a quarter. And there's been cash this morning for Mighty Whitey. Mighty Whitey, trained by Noel Kelly. And as you mentioned on yesterday's podcast, ridden by that promising apprentice, Connor King.
Very much so, yeah. I wouldn't say it looks a straight match between these two because I think we've got to throw in Hop San into the equation here. But these two have met before, Mighty Whitey and Auden, and the score reads 1-1. Mighty Whitey was ahead of Auden last time out at Tremor when Dusty Trail won, and early on in the season, Auden got the vote over Noel Kelly's seven-year-old at Sligo. Out of the two over today's trip, I'd slightly prefer Auden. He just ran out of steam the other day when he was trying to set up a good pace at Tremor over a mile and a half, and it wasn't a great surprise to see him fade in the latter stages of that race. And obviously Mighty White is probably better over slightly further. So out of the two, I'd probably go with Ken Condon's charge. But there is a horse in this race that I do think we've got to mention quite strongly here, and that is Hop San. And I think he's probably open to the most improvement out of this lot. I mean, obviously, Auden and Mighty Whitey have been round the block a bit and they've run in these kind of races before. But on the figures, he comes out quite well, Hop San. He was trying to do the impossible as a four-year-old against three-year-olds early on in the season. But he ran in a very good maiden, which was won by Dr. Funkenstein. And actually, that puts him well clear of my figures. Back in third was a horse called Jayad Jidan, who's actually won off a mark of 83 subsequently. He went to the Galway Festival and won, and then went to the Current, and as I said, won off in a decent handicap. Joe Lyons thinks the world of that Dr. Funkenstein, who I think we're going to hear big things of throughout the rest of his career. But there was horses like Wexford Opera and One More Love. They were all racing in the 80s, just slightly ahead of this Hop San. So I do think this horse, actually, if this was a handicap, would probably make mincemeat of this lot. But, you know, even off level weights, I do think she'll go very well here. And I quite like John McConnell as well. He trains not too many miles away from the track. So just because I think the other two are, if you like, exposed, I'll go for the unexposed one in Hop San.
Hop San the pick in the opener. Connor King on the favourite again in the second race on the card this evening. This is the 4:55. It's a maiden over a mile and a quarter, and he's aboard Orator here. This horse has finished second on his last four starts, but the mile probably a little bit too sharp for him last time, Andy?
I would say that's a fair shout. He got outspeeded late on by a horse called Belmont Bell from the Tracy Collins stable. I don't think he did a lot wrong, really. His figures read quite well. I mean, his two previous runs at the Curra, you know, it stands closest inspection behind Manalapan. Murphy's Delight, who was third, won the other night down in Roscommon. And that's a horse that beat him at the Curra early on in the season. Maggie Dalton has been running in some premier handicaps thereafter. So, like I say, this is really he's for the taking. I don't like that Palace of Winds. I think she's definitely gone the wrong way. She was beaten 21 lengths by Fiona Ban at Leopardstown two starts ago, and then she looked as though she got an open goal the other day and completely missed it, smashed it right over the bar. Down at Tramore, got beat by Sin Sin. I mean, that form just isn't good enough. Marty's magic could be the fly in the ointment, I suppose. A four-year-old trained by Dermot Wilders running two bumpers. However, he was slightly disappointed when 4-7 last time out at Cork, so he's got questions to answer. So I think this is very much Orator's for the taking. I think he'll go off in front, and hopefully Conor King will keep it simple on him.
He could have a big, big evening, Conor King, because he's on the favourite again in the third race, and this horse could be pretty well handicapped in the 5.25. High Hill Beauty, who finished second last time, run down late on, but that form working out incredibly well.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I quite like his chances of this one as well. Conor had a four-timer early on in the season at Cork, and he could be racking them up by the time we come to the race 3 and 4. And, John Murphy's three-year-old filly did run quite well last time out in a race which is pretty good on the numbers and puts her well clear of the ratings of what I've got here, if she can repeat that effort. Run up to Capitol Hill, who went into that race in really good form, having run well at the Galway Festival. Back in third was Wood Sophie Smile, who also scored at Galway as well next time out. So there's nothing wrong with that form. Off a mark of 51, the handicapper's kept this horse on the same rating. She should really win this race. A lot of disappointing types in here. You know, that run Steins last time, I think it's a bit of a red herring, got beat 9 lengths, but Granny on Fire got beat twice in, so I just thought that was a weak race. Art Scene got slaughtered last night at Gowran. Surprised actually to see that horse out again. And Street Party is also proving slightly disappointing. And I noticed Conor King has ridden that horse before now, and he's obviously jumped ship. So round about 5-2, High Heel Beauty. Does look the part in that 5.25.
Next up is the 5.55, and this is a handicap again over a mile and a quarter. At the top of the betting here, Moonby Creek.
Yeah, now, this horse was involved in a slightly controversial race from the way I was seeing it the other day at Laytown. It was the race that everyone in the world seemed to back the winner. USA was back from 3-1 in the morning, all the way down from 6-4, 7-4 on track into 11-08. I think everyone knew that this form was laid out for that race, and Nina Carberry did the business. But I didn't think Robbie McNamara was that over proactive on Moonby Creek. He said slightly unlucky in the racing post, but I thought they also had every chance. I just think he wasn't ridden particularly aggressively. Now, the thing is with Moonby Creek, off the back of that run, it was an eye-catching run. You'd say that he ought to go well here. But the problem is with Moonby Creek is all his best runs in his career have come on the all-weather. He's absolutely got a disastrous record on turf. His form figures on turf read 9-8-7, nowhere 6, nowhere. And yet his credentials on the all-weather, he's hardly ever out the frame. So I can't possibly tip a horse at 5-2 who's yet to finish beyond 6 on the turf. So I'm going to cast him to one side here and hope that stat stays true. I'm going to give another go for Flawless Filly here from the Paul Deegan stable. Now, she managed to win at Bolling Road a couple of starts ago, beating a quite competitive field in a handicap. She was then sent to Killarney, quite strongly fancied to back that win up. But unfortunately, she didn't get the run of the race, and just plugged on into fourth. The winner made all. Now, most of the horses that night, Killarney, made all the running. So I'd slightly forgive horses who were coming off the pace on that occasion. Hopefully there won't be any track bars tonight at Clonmel. She's going back the other way around, right-handed, around a tight track, which she's already proven that she can handle. Obviously, Banning Road's very much uphill, down, and a very sharp track. So I don't think Flawless Flew should be underestimated here. She's going to be worth backing each way, around the 9-2, 5-1 mark. And in a race where, like I say, there's frailties around her in the market, I'd stick with her to bounce back.
Flawless Filly in the 5.55. The 6.25 is the start of the jumping action this evening, and we kick things off with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And Grove Field is likely to go off odds on here, Andy. This is a horse that definitely has ability, but sometimes doesn't settle.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. Was no match for Robbie Power the other day, or Robbie Power wasn't any match for the horse. The horse definitely had a large say in the outcome. But to be honest, he's run quite well in it. What turned out to be quite a strongly run race for the grey. Now, there was six hurdle races on that card at Cork that day, and this worked out the second best on the overall and on the circuit as well. Domination was the fastest. He ran 1:52 for the circuit, but 1:54.6 was the time that Grove Field managed to achieve behind Another Ambition. Now, we've already seen the form work out quite well. A horse called Balding Alumni, who finished fifth, has won subsequently. That won at Killarney last week. So I actually think that Cork race is quite good. So hopefully if he can settle in the hands of Mark Bolger and run anywhere near that form figure and speed figure down in Cork, he should be good enough to win this race, because I've given up with Cool Clan. He's totally done my boxing all season long, that horse. So I'm going to chuck him to one side. I suppose Dashing Lady could be the each-way alternative. She's actually sticking together a reasonable series of runs. But that Grove Field, I mean, that form last time out and the number should be good enough to, take this lot apart.
On to the penultimate race on the card, the 6:55. Again, a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. And there has been support this morning at time of recording for As It Happens, who ran his best race in his career last time to finish third, running on past beaten rivals at Cork. But this horse is unexposed, Andy.
Yeah, fairly unexposed. It's just whether you can rely on that run the other day, obviously a wild outside, and then running on through beaten horses. Sometimes those eye catchers, late finishes, can be slightly overplayed. I'd give it no more than an each-way chance. I can see why there's money for it, because there's probably only four or five you could fancy anyway. One of them has to be Corto Mill Rose, who won at David Keller's local track. That trainer's done really well with a horse called London Sound Lady in the past, and this mare followed suit. She's actually in foal as well. I'm not sure she's in foal too at the moment, but often that pregnancy can be the elixir of life that some of these mares are often capable of. They tend to run well when they're in foal. So connections are looking to strike while the iron's hot. Certainly won't put you off Corto Mill Rose. I probably would go with, however, at the price, Anik Sag, who's run well here over this track in the past. There was a good third horse called Saint-Gervais from the John Keady stable last year. Saint-Gervais, he's probably got a little bit of a sort of checkered career thereafter, but I thought Anik Sag ran really well, and she ran really strongly the other day in the first-time cheek pieces down in Tremor. It's a race which is working out quite well. The winner's finished second since, Jack the Hat, and Katie's Girl, who was fourth, has won since. So, again, I'm going on form which is beginning to stack up quite well. She's not, obviously, a frequent winner. She's only ever won once in her career, and that was in a point-to-point. But she's run quite well in the past, here and last time out. So let's go with Enix Snag each way at 8-1.
Enix Snag in the 6:55. We move on to the final race on the card. This is the 7:25. And this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. And possibly the best backed horse on the card this morning. Tis a Mystery heads the betting here, Andy.
Yeah, I can see why. Certainly was a mystery why he ran badly last time at Galway. Or actually, probably wasn't. The reason was due to the soft ground. Because prior to that, he'd run really well behind a horse I quite rate called Military Bowl. Tony Martin's Charge also bombed out to Galway on the bad ground. So I think if you rely on that surface being the key to this horse, then you'd have to say he'd have a big, big chance of coming back to form. I don't really like Strategic Bid. He's a horse who's had loads of chances. I've given up with him. And I quite like the run of Chan City the other day, and I'm actually going to make this horse my nap tonight. I'm going to go against the grain here. I know there's good money for the favourites, is a mystery, and I might well be wrong, but at 11-2, I think this is a really good each-way bet, Chan City. Now, he hasn't won a race, but his last two runs have been really good. He ran well in a strong handicap down in Cork the other day, won by Limpopo Tom. The horse who finished second has won since, Goal. Bridge Quarter Girl has won since. So I think we're dealing with really strong handicap form here. And I do like handicap form when it goes back into main hurdle company. I like those speed figures they generate in those races, and they come back to a slightly weaker company. And again, that race at Down Roll, he run behind Ancient Sands, works out really well on the figures, comes out quite well on the times. That was actually the fastest circuit time I got that night, was by Ancient Sands. So I thought Trans City did really well, despite a couple of real bad blunders as well, untimely blunders. 4-8, he made a bad mistake, and still in contention, he almost went at the last. So you take out those two errors, and I think he would have been very close to winning that race. Like I say, he's back into main hurdle company. He's got Kevin Sexton on board, who rides him really well. And I just cannot see this horse being out of the frame here, Dave. 11-2, I mean, this is looks like a free bet. I do think he can win this race, but he certainly won't be out of frame. You can either back him on the pro market without the favourite, or however which way you want to approach this race. I think Trans City is the horse you should centre most of your attentions around.
I like it. Trans City, the nap selection in the final race of the night at Clonmel. Andy, thank you for your comments on the card at Clonmel, and best of luck with your selections this evening.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.